Hello there.
I'm going to say it anyway. Happy late birthday, Alice.
Thank you.
We're a little over a week late, but that's okay.
Well, are we? Wait.
When this comes out, sorry.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Yes, when this comes out, it will be a little over a week after my birthday.
That's how days work.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fine. I had cake and gumbo and that's about it.
Yeah.
Took it easy.
Your cake was very pretty. I got to see a picture of it. It was very blue. Mm-hmm. How did you pick the design this year? It looked like blue icing, but like blue, like roses or something.
Yeah, it was blue, white, and purple, and I swirled it. So like I put all the colors in saran wrap. Like I rolled them into like a little stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put that in the pastry bag.
Mm-hmm. Alice is milking a cow right now, just so that you can all paint a picture.
Yeah, and churning butter. And When I did the swirlies, it came out, all the colors kind of swirled together, like if you're playing with Play-Doh or something, but it was frosting.
Dope. I love that.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
I've seen some of those videos recently of like people in Chicago going to those like cake decorating classes. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's when like Alice went to. Do you remember where you went when you did it? Or was that not here?
It was in Boston.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, it was like an adult learning class that did the Wilton cake decorating class. Like there's like level 1, 2, 3, whatever. But I think like probably craft stores or some like Michael's and stuff would maybe have like Wilton cake decorating classes. But the technique I did of the swirlies, I learned that from the internet. I had an idea in my head, and then I just Googled a bunch of stuff and kind of figured out how to do it. And then also another fun tip for cake, if you want to make it like a little extra like moist and delicious, You just add part of a packet of instant pudding to the cake batter.
Oh, holy shit. That would be wild. Mm-hmm. That would be good, because that's how they make like Bundt cakes, I think, and stuff, like the ones with the hole in the middle. It's usually like pudding.
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds really yummy. I just found a bunch of pudding in our cabinet. It was like all expired because I think Rose had a whole thing at one point where she was like mixing pudding with Greek yogurt to like make healthy something breakfast or whatever. I was like, what the hell is all of this? All of this expired like two years ago. It was a freaking giant stash, but maybe I can still use it for cake. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Pudding powder doesn't seem like it would expire. What even is pudding powder?
I mean, I think gelatin is like, isn't it made from like... That is, like, not a vegan product. It's made from, like, horse hooves and pig hooves, I think.
But is pudding and is gelatin and pudding?
I think so, yeah.
Or is it just the same company? Like, I know it's the Jell-O company that makes pudding.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
But what's in pudding powder?
Good question. One, we may never know. No one will ever know. It's one of those lifelong mysteries.
Alexa, what is pudding powder made out of? It's just said, like, substances like sugar, milk, and stuff extracted from red seaweed.
Oh.
I don't know about that. But I think we can Google it later for a caravan of collection.
I look forward to learning all about what pudding is made out of.
I might not know about pudding powder, and neither does Alexa. But what I do know about is Force Toast, a Star Wars happy hour. Ta-da!
Ta-da! It's October 10th.
Oh, wow, it is. Shit. Yeah. And you're listening to episode 143. I'm Alice.
I'm Laura. I don't know what happened, but your like mouse or something was covering the 143 and I couldn't see what it was. I was like, I don't remember what episode this is.
143, the I love you episode.
Wait, why is it that?
Remember, like, when you were little, didn't you actually like 143 for I love you?
Oh, I didn't know.
Like, the I's a one. One letter, loves four letters, and use three letters.
I've never heard of this concept. Or maybe nobody ever told me that they loved me with numbers when I was growing up. Nobody loved me.
Yeah, I don't know. We used to write 143 on things. That's what it meant. I don't know.
Oh my God, weird. I had no idea. Maybe it's a New Orleans thing. Or maybe it just wasn't a Kansas thing and I just missed out. Missed, I don't know. Or nobody loved me. There's multiple options available here.
Fair enough. Happy hour. What are we drinking?
I've got red wine, and it's funny because I tried to drink some of it the other day. It was like the bottom of the bottle, and there was little things, little surprises in the bottom, you know, like where the, sometimes the tannins or whatever the fuck, there's like sediment. And I was like, oh, gross. Yeah. And so I used a coffee filter, and I filtered it through the coffee filter. And so now I've got no hunky junkies in my red wine. So cheers to that.
Yeah. Cheers to no hunky junkies. That's what I say every day.
What are you drinking today?
I have a headache, so I just have water.
Dope. Good for you. All good.
Mm-hmm. The H2O.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have a headache,
Gatorade.
Though. That sucks.
Gatorade. Gatorade.
Wait a minute. Okay. Speaking of Adam Sandler quotes.
Oh, God.
Just a reminder. You never watched Happy Gilmore 2, or did you not get very far? Remind me of what happened.
I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Because I had to go somewhere, and then I never picked it back up.
Okay. So when Rose and I watched it, I fell asleep. And I didn't realize how much of it I slept through because she was gone one weekend. And so I sat and watched it again when I wasn't sleepy and actually watched the whole thing. And I was like, I remember like almost none of this. I slept through a lot more of this movie than I had originally thought. But, you know, it actually wasn't terrible. I think when I first tried to watch it, like my expectations were just really high because it was like Happy Gilmore 2, this thing that everyone's been wanting since like, what, 1997 or something. But it's not terrible. It's just not great, like, at all.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Maybe I'll pick it back up at some point. We'll see.
Yeah, who knows. What do we got in Caravan of Corrección? Anything?
Nothing.
All right.
Absolutely nothing.
Because we're right about everything. Also because I think our last episode was quite short.
It was very short. But next week, or next episode, whatever, we will definitely have a tidbit about pudding powder.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to educate everybody, including ourselves, and maybe even Alexa, because clearly she didn't know shit.
Yeah, fuck her. Yeah, so get ready for that. Exciting. There might not be Star Wars, but there will be an educational portion about pudding.
Stay tuned. So we move on to news in the meantime, and I didn't go through and rearrange anything, so do we want to talk about Spaceballs 2 first, or should that go later?
Nope, let's just go in order.
All right,
I'm all about whatever order, and of course that tab's not opening. Spaceballs 2 production has started, and Rick Moranis came out of retirement, ? Didn't realize he was in retirement. Mel Brooks is going to be acting in the movie. That man's like 100 years old.
Okay, I didn't realize that he was still alive, and I don't know if I knew that Bill Pullman was still alive, but I think I'm getting him mixed up with the other Bill that died.
There's another Bill that died?
There's another Bill actor that died. Paxton.
Okay, well,
Bill Paxton.
Oh yeah, Bill Paxton. Two very different people. Bill Pullman was in Casper, the friendly ghost. He was Christina Ricci's dad.
Okay.
He was also in a show recently, like a mystery detective show that was pretty good. Now, also in the cast is his son, Lewis.
I was
going to
say, he has a son that is also an actor and who looks a lot like him.
So the funny thing that they did is they had their first little table read or whatever, and they kind of copied like the Force Awakens table read where everyone's like chilling in a lounge.
Yeah, they did.
Like on couches to make fun of it.
Oh my God.
There's not like a whole lot of information on like what it's going to be about, or if there's a title, like a tagline title to it, I don't think yet. So Bill Pullman, he was kind of like the Han Solo character in Spaceballs. And then it's got Daphne Zuniga, who was the Princess Leia type person. Rick Moranis was Dark Helmet, which he was Vader, but the helmet, he basically was a Funko Pop.
Nice.
You've seen Spaceballs, huh? Or no?
Okay, so I've seen like the first 10 minutes of it and I was like, this sucks, and I turned it off. It was not okay. It was not for me. I did try. It's one of those movies I feel like I should probably see at some point, and I will. But yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. So Dark Helmet, he's like a living Funko Pop. He's a giant helmet
yeah.
on a tiny body that is Rick Moranis. Keke Palmer and Josh Gad are also in the cast.
Fun. Cool. Bringing in some young blood.
Mm-hmm. And this movie is going to come out next year, allegedly. Mel Brooks, he has two characters, President Scroob. And also, who I think, like, if I'm trying to remember if, like, their handshake is, like, hitting people on the balls or something weird. And then also he plays Yogurt, which is Yoda.
That's funny. Got it. Okay, so question, because Spaceballs is a parody of Star Wars. Is it just a parody of Star Wars, like A New Hope, or are they incorporating anything else? Because I actually, like, off the top of my head, don't even know when the first one came out.
I think the first one came out in the 80s. I don't remember. I think it's just space movies as a whole, but there's also, like, random shit thrown in. It's just, it's a hodgepodge. But I think one of the grossest pieces was the gangster Pizza the Hut. Like, whoa, he's just like a pile of like gurgling melting cheese with pepperonis dripping around.
Ugh.
Like, so nasty.
Gross.
But yeah, so allegedly that movie is coming out next year. We'll see. Will it be before Mandalorian and Grogu or after? Well, I don't know. Will it be in theaters or straight to streaming? Also don't know. We'll find out.
I wonder if it's going to be a whole play off of The Force Awakens, if they're doing that weird little staged reading that looks exactly like it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how much Force Awakens is actually going to be in this movie.
Plus, they have the real-life son
yeah.
of the Han Solo character, too.
Right? I'm like, so there has to be some meaning behind that, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, we'll see. Yeah, I should watch Spaceballs again at some point. Also, Disney graced us on the 22nd of September with a trailer for Mandalorian and Grogu. It was a surprise. It was an hour and a half. No, it was a minute and a half long. Could you imagine? So let me tell you, last night when I was getting, I didn't bother putting the YouTube link in the outline until last night. So I went to go grab the link and I clicked on something because it said it was updated 5 days ago. And I was like, oh, and it was like 7 seconds longer or something. And I didn't pay attention to like the who,
like what,
like
you clicked on,
they count.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So I started watching it and I hear the armorer's voice and I'm like, fuck yeah. I was like, I missed the armor. Okay. And then like it keeps going and I like hear Bo-Katan and I'm like, yes, I don't remember this. Like,
you're like,
why
the girls are back.
This? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, yes, queen. And then I hear a mention of and see Thrawn and I'm like, oh yeah. I was like, shit, how did no one like, how has no one been going on about this? And then it finished and I was like, yeah, I mean, I remember, but like the pieces that weren't that were what were already in the trailer, they already released. I don't understand. And then I looked at the little blurb of like who made it and it was like space trailers or something stupid. So I was like, oh, I got tricked. I got hoodwinked.
Like some random fan made thing.
Yeah, I was like, I fell for it. And because I was like, yes, armor. I miss her. I want her as my GPS still. Anyway, so then I put the real link in, not the fake one. Don't worry.
Got it. I appreciate that. Yeah. Mandalorian and Grogu trailer. I think we'd be remiss to not mention that in our month that we took off from recording, the whole fiasco with Jimmy Kimmel kind of came and went. So his whole firing thing happened on, like, I think the 17th or 18th, or maybe his monologue happened that day. And then the firing / suspension happened a couple days later. And I just thought it was really interesting that then Star Wars just out of nowhere dropped this trailer on the 22nd of September. And I was just like, this is 100% in response, like, supposed to be a distraction of all of this drama that is coming down with Jimmy Kimmel. So I don't know, just interesting timing. I have no way to prove it, but I'm just saying, I was just like, I was so annoyed at that point in time that I was like, I don't even want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to give in. I don't want to give them numbers, but I am going to watch it. And so I watched it once and then I walked away and I had to watch it a couple more times in the last couple days. Cause I was like, wow, yeah, I watched it once and I really don't remember much of anything, but I do remember it looking a kind of familiar. And I think this is like, there's a lot of content that was in that leaked one that came out at like a stockholder, Disney stockholder meeting or something. I think that this was, there was a little bit of repeat at least from whatever that was.
Let me read you my bullet point list of notes.
All right.
I miss them. Yay, Anzellans. This format is kind of goofy with just like super short disconnected clips. Feels just like a TV show and not an epic film event. Random shit. Cool AT-AT falling shot. The fonts are a mess.
Yeah.
Good shot, baby.
Yeah, the fonts are weird. Like, they were going for a sort of old school retro something, I think, which is, I guess, a choice. But it did feel a little bit, like, thrown together. I don't know. I think they pulled some of that old content, and I think they threw in a bunch of shit kind of randomly. And I don't know if they spent a ton of time putting this together. They were just like, we need to do something to distract from the bad and get something good out there. Let's distract the Star Wars fans. We can target them.
Yeah. I didn't mind the like weird, like animated looking Grogu and Mandalorian like thing, but all the fonts elsewhere, like this summer, Forged and blah, was so disconnected from the like cartoony Adventure Time font of the title that I was just like, it was jarring.
Yeah.
It bothered me. And I normally don't notice stuff like that. So for me to notice that, I feel like it's bad.
Yeah. But yay, Anzellans.
Good shot, baby. Yeah.
And Grogu swimming was really cute too. I watched a couple of like breakdowns of the trailer. To be honest, there's not a ton of like really interesting shit in this, if I'm being honest. At least I don't think so, personal opinion. There is a really quick shot of Zeb, allegedly, that I could not even, you couldn't have paid me to try and figure out exactly, like, even pinpoint where that is in the trailer, because it happens so fast, and he's, like, in motion and, like, bouncing off a wall or something. But I think it was, like, Screen Crush or somebody slowed it down. I was like, oh, look, that is Zeb. So Zeb's in the trailer, allegedly. And, yeah, beyond that, it was kind of not a ton of unexpected stuff.
Yeah, it's not feeling like the epic, we haven't had Star Wars in theaters in 6.5 years.
Yeah.
Event. It just doesn't feel grand. It feels small.
I'll be very curious to see what this ends up being. I don't know. I'm like, is it really just going to be what season 4 of The Mandalorian was supposed to be, and they just turned it into a movie? Or did they actually, like, go big, and the trailer just didn't go big because they threw it together so fast and just kind of slapped the thing out there? But, yeah, like, is the movie going to feel like a real event maybe by the time we get there? I don't know. I think that the hype enough when we get to that point is probably going to be enough to, for it to feel like an event. But that's going to be a real letdown if any, even one component of it sucks. And everybody was so excited to get a Star Wars movie for the first time in over 6 years.
Yeah. So it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I do miss them. You're right. Like, that is one thing. Like, getting to see them back on screen, I've missed Din Djarin. I miss seeing Baby Grogu. I miss all his cute little weird noises, although they did feel a little bit different in this trailer. I don't know. Like, deeper and louder.
He's about to talk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Do you want him to talk in the movie? Or do you want him to say a real word?
Only if he's voiced by Taylor Swift.
Fair. That is a fair...
That's my hill to die on.
...request for you to make of Disney.
Yeah.
TBD. I'll be curious to see when we get the, like, real trailer. But I guess we have to hand it to Disney marketing in some way, because with these shows, it's been, like, the teaser trailer and then the big trailer, and those two things have happened, I feel like, really close together, and I feel like it's going to be a while before we see the real trailer for this movie, but who knows? Who's to say?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer?
Nope. Nothing from moi.
Sweet. Should we talk about your favorite, Lizzie Borden?
Sure. Now, let me tell you, when I first read this, I was so confused, and here's why. This past weekend, I watched all of Monster, the Ed Gein story or whatever on Netflix.
No idea.
That Ryan Murphy's, like, anthology series, the first one with Jeffrey Dahmer with that cute kid.
Yeah.
So
whatever you're talking about is another Ryan Murphy thing?
It's season three. And season four is going to be Lizzie Borden.
Mm.
Yes. With the actor from season three and also Billy Lord.
Oh.
So I read Lizzie Borden and I was like, what does this have to do with like Murder Show? But then I realized that I had forgotten that Natasha Lou Bordizzo's name is that and not Lizzie Borden, because when I look at it fast, I get very confused.
Yeah.
But she posted a picture.
She did. She posted on her story on Instagram that they had wrapped filming, I think. I don't remember if she exactly said that, but she posted it around the same time that they wrapped filming of Ahsoka season two, which is kind of big news and kind of exciting. Yay. But the picture that she posted was just like a shadow of her as Sabine and Rosario, I assume, as Ahsoka. You can kind of see Ahsoka's like mantras and holding a staff or whatever. And people are like reading into this. I have a feeling that they were just like, yay, let's take a picture. And they just like held up their phones and snapped it. And it was like not a thought. But people, like, because the Star Wars fans are who they are, they're like, oh my god, are they posing like the Mortis God's portrait from Rebels? And it's like, y'all, I don't know if that was even a thought in anyone's heads. I think, I don't know about that.
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe.
I'd fuck around with it.
Sure. I'm not saying it's fully out of the question. By no means that, but it just, it feels like a stretch a little bit. Because first of all, in the Rebels portrait, the son is holding his, like, fist out to the side. And I'm pretty sure Ahsoka's holding, like, a staff. And it just kind of happens to be at, like, an angle or whatever. But, yeah, who knows? Who knows? But just exciting in general that they have finished filming of season two, which they had started early this summer. So they took, what, like, 4 months to film their 8 episodes.
Yeah, I think they started right after Celebration.
Yeah, and that was when April. That was April, so it would have been like May, June, July, August, like September.
5-6 months.
Yeah, about 5 months. That's exciting, and yeah, that's great. But yeah, the fact that she shared this little behind the scenes image on her Instagram, it really got people talking. She did post also, and as for this journey, it only gets more epic. So exciting things to come, I think, with Ahsoka.
Oh, yeah. We've got some pretty much all Ahsoka news, which is shocking. And it says it's going to come out next year, and people think maybe like late summer, but who the fuck knows? There was an interview with Bryce Dallas Howard, BDH, and she's directing 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 2. She didn't direct any of season 1. I didn't realize. I had to go look that back up today.
Oh, yeah, that's strange. Maybe she was busy. Who knows? She did make that Argylle movie at one point. I can't remember if that overlapped with Ahsoka season 2 or not, but did you ever see that?
I didn't.
I actually love that movie. It's on Apple. I really like it.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll like it, but I don't think a lot of people liked it, but I saw it in theaters and I had a blast. I thought it was fun. It's a sort of silly spy thriller.
Okay. So I got an article off Star Wars News Net that they got off a conversation from people with Games Radar and kind of put the information together nicely for me, so I didn't have to go and research too hard myself. Thank you, Star Wars News Net.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, basically they were like, oh, you're in Star Wars a lot, because she was in Book of Boba Fett, Mandalorian episodes, and Skeleton Crew, all the stuff. She said, I love it so much. I yearn to stay on the path of being able to be in that world, grow, learn, and challenge myself. So many people want to do cool things in Star Wars, and you kind of have to look at the reasons why. Experience, fame, whatever. She just truly loves the world and being in it. And then she talks also a little bit about managing resources. And even though they do have like access to a lot of shit and like a pretty big budget, they mm-hmm. still kind of think, how can we stretch this a little bit? Or can we get creative to do something a little more economical? And then, you know, sometimes great ideas come out of it.
Yeah, she's very complimentary of, like, Lucasfilm and how efficient they are with their resources and how, like, because there are limitations, no matter how many resources are available to you, that, yeah, there can be really great ideas that come out of that. And I don't know how much directing she's done outside of Star Wars. I can't say that I've, like, sat and studied her IMDb in a while, but I really do like what she's done within the Star Wars universe, because I feel like they don't just give her the easy episodes. Like, a lot of her episodes, there's sometimes something that's kind of funky that's thrown in to the mix. And I feel like if they're sitting down and they're like, who should direct this episode? They're like, well, Bryce will take it and she'll run with it and do something crazy with it and won't be afraid of it. Whereas I think some young TV directors that haven't done a lot of directing, that might see a script that has been given to her and be like, oh boy, that's a little bit off the wall. I don't know if I want to do that. But she's just like, hell yeah. Like, I love that she's yes-anding all over the place with Star Wars.
Totally. And in closing, about Ahsoka season 2, quote, y'all, it's so good. It's so, like, capital S, capital O, good. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's thrilling. It's adventurous. It's romantic. It's all the things you want from an epic story. I just got to finish that up, and I'm working on the cut, and just one of the greatest privileges and joys of my life, getting to play in that sandbox. Dead.
Can we talk about romantic? What does that mean? Wait, romance between who? Like, that's wild that she dropped that.
Yeah, I was wondering that too, because Thrawn's lady died.
Yeah,
that I was shipping.
Elsbeth or whatever the hell her name was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shipping them so hard. Like, is Hera gonna find love? Are Ezra and Sabine gonna get together?
Yeah, I don't know if the Star Wars fandom, if the Rebels fandom is ready for Hera to find love. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if I'd be fully opposed to it, but I feel like there are still people who are just discovering Rebels for the first time and might be like, it's too soon, but I don't know.
Yeah, what about Ahsoka and Baylan? They could get together. Or Sabine and Shin.
Is it weird that Ahsoka to me has always come off as like extremely asexual? Like, I do not see her as a sexual being at all. Is that weird?
Well, no, because I think that's how most of the Jedi were made to be of her era.
Like, I feel like they tried to do something with the Bonteri kid. Like,
oh, yeah.
Mina Bonteri, whatever his name was.
Lux.
Yeah, that's it, Lux. And it kind of never really went anywhere. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it did. It's been a while since I've watched the Clone Wars. Because then he, like, comes back later, but I don't feel like it's anything romantic between them.
Maybe it'll be the Purrgil. There will be a scene with the Purrgil eating spaghetti, like in Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, and then we see him space Purrgil fucking.
The moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
It'll be beautiful.
Is there pizza in Star Wars?
I don't think we've seen it. We've seen space waffles. God, isn't that sucks. Maybe on Paridia they have pizza. Paridian pizza.
Yeah, that would really fucking suck to not have pizza.
I would never want to live in the Star Wars universe because there's no pizza there. That would be so fucked.
We'll have to Google that too.
There's probably pizza somewhere. I mean, they've got snow cones in Star Wars. Snow cones became canon. So who knows?
Some world somewhere must have pizza.
Right? I bet somewhere around wherever the Galaxy's Edge place is.
I feel like Mustafar would have a good pizza oven situation.
Yeah, like a coal-fired pizza situation where you get like kind of the burn around the crust. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mustafar, I believe it.
Yeah. All right. More Ahsoka season 2 has mentioned filming is done, but there is more proof. And this article also had some fun tidbits that either I forgot or did not remember, also from Star Wars Newsnet, let them do all the hard legwork for me. Okay. So Ivana Sakno, aka Shenhati Tati, she posted a picture outside Pinewood Studios that was like, a whole lifetime lived. Thanks for being home for us the past 7 months. Heart, bye. So double Z's proof that they're done.
Yeah, very exciting. I bet it ends up being a May 4th drop. I think it's a May the 4th.
You think they're going to release it that close to Mandalorian and Grogu?
Oh, shit, you're right. I forgot. Because normally they do like an animation for May the 4th. I don't know. It's weird because they do weird things with the schedule. Like, sometimes things overlap in strange ways.
Maybe that Sith Lord Maul cartoon will come out.
That'll be the May the 4th drop.
Yeah, because the article seems to believe late summer for some reason. But there were a whole bunch of things about the season that I totally either missed or just forgot.
About Ahsoka season one?
About season two.
Okay.
We still need to rewatch season one because I already forgot everything, but about season two. So later in this article, it's like, oh yeah, like at Celebration Japan, we learned all this shit, blah, 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 blah. Like, the new season will feature an all-out war against Grand Admiral Thrawn, led by Admiral Akbar.
Okay, I read that too, and I was like, did we know that? I don't remember learning that. I mean, granted, yeah, we didn't go to the Japan celebration, but I don't remember that even coming out afterwards.
Yeah, also, it's confirmed that Zeb is set to reunite with the Rebels gang.
Right on. That's exciting. That I kind of assumed. I feel like we saw, did we get like a quick Zeb cameo in Ahsoka season one? I don't remember.
We saw him in The Mandalorian.
That's right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not remember the Admiral Akbar thing ever being mentioned before we read this article. I was like, I feel like I'm learning this for the first time here. But it's also an interesting drop because we know he lives. Like, he's in the sequel trilogy. So whatever goes down between the Republic and Thrawn, Admiral Akbar comes out of it alive. So, spoiler alert.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. For some reason, they think likely end of summer 2026. But maybe Maul Shadow Lord will come out, like, before Mandalorian Grogu. Then we'll have a few months Mandalorian Grogu. Then we'll get Ahsoka and see what's up.
You know, all those same people who worked on The Bad Batch are working on that Maul show. So I bet it'll be good. Like, I'm not excited for it, and I really don't give a shit about Maul. But I bet it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, 2026 is going to be big for Star Wars. 2025, we are just standing by.
Yep. I think the rest of the year may just straight up be Ahsoka rewatch because I don't remember any of it and nothing is happening.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm also just not in a reading mood lately. Same. Like, even audiobooks, I'm just not in the mood. So I don't know. I'm like way behind. Did you make any progress on whatever you were reading last? I don't remember. I haven't
read in months.
Really? Okay, yeah. So same page.
Yeah. Literally.
I get it. Yeah. It just feels like a tedious thing to do when it feels like the whole world's burning down. I just don't want to read. I just can't bring myself to do it. I just want to listen to music and feel good and not read anything.
Yeah. Fair. I need to get back into reading, but I just don't feel like it. All I want to do is TV. I love TV.
Yeah, I have been watching a lot of TV lately. I just will start random shit on my iPad before I go to bed. Like, I started watching this show on HBO called High Maintenance. Did you ever watch it?
Mm-mm.
It's okay. I'm only like two episodes in. Apparently it was on a different network and then it switched to HBO and I'm like, this might be too much lore. I don't know if I want to dig into all of this lore and go back.
Yeah, if you want something mindless on HBO, the other two, have you watched that?
Rose has watched it or tried to watch it a couple times and I've been in the room when it's been on. And it is funny, and it actually has a lot of the same people from High Maintenance.
No way.
At least one person. There's one girl, at least, that overlaps. But I think there's more than one person in it that with the other two. It is funny. I've seen bits of it, and it's funny. I don't know why I couldn't get into it and commit to it.
Yeah, I think it's like done. Like, they're not making any more. I did convert another person to Tell Me Lies.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Speaking of, we're going off on a TV tangent now. I'm behind on Amanda Knox. Have you been keeping up with Foxy Noxy? Is it all out yet?
It is all out, yes.
Got it. I'm at least two to three episodes behind, I think. So, TBD. I saw the one where they focused on what's-his-name.
Raffaele.
Yeah. I don't know if I've gone beyond that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know how it ends, but that Hayden Panettiere version of that story where she plays Foxy Noxy, that movie, it was like a Lifetime movie, but it was actually like pretty good. Huh. I'm not gonna lie. And her version of it, I think, is on Hulu as well. Oh. So if you need more Foxy Noxy in your life and you want to know what else has gone down, that movie is pretty decent, surprisingly, for like whatever budget it had at the time.
All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last up in news, The Handmaid's Return.
Star Wars Holocron posted something on Blue Sky this week about this, and I was like, wow, I missed both of these things in the news. Apparently, like, in the last week, both Keira Knightley and Rose Byrne have been doing interviews for separate things, unrelated, and people have brought up Star Wars, and they've both been like, I am down for more. I am down to come back and do more and revive this character. And people are, like, reading into it, especially, I think, with, like, Keira Knightley, because Sabe became, like, such a thing with the Padme books. And then Sabe got picked up in, like, the comics, and, of course, I did not read any of those. But allegedly, she lived through it, as I understand it. Whatever her story has been in the comics, she is still alive. So there is a world where we could get more Dorme and we could get more Sabe. Separately or together.
Hey, hey.
I love it.
Why not?
I would do it.
I'd be down. I'd be down with some cameos.
Yeah, Keira Knightley was making funny comments about, like, calling Ryan Gosling and being like, can you put her in your movie? And I'm like, I think that script's written already. I don't know if you can change. I don't know. She's like, make it a spinoff. She's like, we'll pitch it to Disney.
I mean, she'd be pretty old. When's the Ryan Gosling movie set?
Yeah, you're right. That is set, like, pretty far after the prequels.
Yeah.
What is that, like 70 years or something?
Quite a while. Yeah.
Well, bring her into the Mandoverse then. But yeah, she doesn't know.
She'd be old enough to be Leia's mother, and Leia
That's
was
true.
So old she died.
Yeah. But you could put her in the Mandoverse. That's the right era.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to tell her so she doesn't keep talking about calling Ryan Gosling. Like, girl, that's not it.
A for effort. We love you.
Yeah. Whatever it is. They're both down for more Star Wars, and I love that for them.
That would be sweet if they showed up in Ahsoka. I love that.
Yeah.
Or any Mandoverse thing. They could still do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all we got, I think, though, right?
That is it for La News. This is a fast episode, and it brings us to trivia.
Trivs. Trips, 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 trips.
I got the trivia box from Luis in the mail the other day, finally.
Oh my god. Yeah, this will be fun then, because the questions are really hard or really easy, and there's not a lot in the middle.
All right. Do you want me to ask you first?
Sure. Let's go.
Okay. Which actor returned as Emperor Palpatine in The Rise of Skywalker?
That would be Ian McDiarmid.
Yay! All right, here we go. Gold Squadron primarily flew which type of starfighter?
Y-wings.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
I know some things about pilots. I don't know a lot about pilots and stuff, but I know some things.
How does Han Solo respond after Leia proclaims, I love you, to him on Cloud City?
I know.
Duh. All right, last. Which planet is the homeworld of the Sith in The Rise of Skywalker?
Oh my god, why don't I remember this? There's so many planets in The Rise of Skywalker. It's not Mustafar, is it?
It is Exegol.
Oh, okay. I don't remember it being called that, but it's been a long time since I watched that movie, and I would like to keep it that way.
Yeah, it's been almost 6 years. Amazing.
Yeah. All right, Alice, are you ready for your four trivs questions today?
Yes. Sock them to me.
All right, question number one. What was the name of the pod race on Tatooine in The Phantom Menace?
Bunta Eve Classic.
Correct. Yes. All three words.
Boom.
In Attack of the Clones, what does Anakin tell Padme he doesn't like? Girl.
Oh, I was picturing young Anakin for some reason, and I was like, what did that little fucker say? Sand.
Yes, it is sand.
I was thinking Phantom Menace for some reason. I was like, what? Yeah, sand. Thank you.
back to the original trilogy. What is Cloud City's primary function? Or, like, export, I guess. Primary industry.
Like, Tabana gas?
Yeah. They have gas mining on here, which I feel is too vague. I like your answer better.
Thank you. I can't believe I answered that one. Wow.
Nicely done. Ooh, this is one of my favorite questions. I bet I could have pulled this if somebody had asked. But let's go with this. What is the name of Jabba the Hutt's sail barge?
Ah, I know this because I read it earlier. Katana.
It is the Katana. Nicely done.
Yay. Yay. 100% for both of us. Yay. No, no, no.
Oh, no. I got one wrong. 100%
for me.
I got one right. 100% okay.
Close
you.
Enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. Yay. Okay. What to expect from our next episode? It will probably be out October 28th. What will we talk about? News.
Maybe we'll finally start that Ahsoka rewatch that we've been talking about for months.
Do we want to do episode one?
We could. Commit to episode one.
Okay, I can do that. There, Ahsoka episode one. Ta-da! Perfect.
Revisiting Ahsoka. Love it.
All right. Toast two. Mine, I already mentioned my birthday. The cake was good, and I had gumbo, and I watched a lot of TV, and then also Louise sent me a goodie bag, and a while back, remember when we were talking about the Galactic Forge at San Diego Comic-Con and how Rock Love Jewelry was doing the cool necklaces?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you see that?
Ooh.
Isn't that pretty?
The charm is bigger than I thought it would be. I like it.
Yeah, and I got some other goodies too, but I'm wearing the necklace today. So thank you, Louise.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I was really excited to get it in the mail, but that's it for me.
Yay, birthday stuff. Did you take the day off work? Or no, your birthday was a Saturday. Yeah. Did you take the Friday off?
I did. I did indeed.
Good for you. I've got a bunch of silly stuff. One thing is that I went to Riot Fest. I think I mentioned I was going to do that, which is like a very out of character thing for me to go do.
Yeah.
And I actually had a blast. I had a really good time. I have been having problems like with my feet the last year, basically, almost. And so I knew that walking around for 3 days straight was going to be a little bit of a struggle. And it was, but it wasn't the worst. I just wore like different shoes every day to kind of mix it up. And I was fine, and I had earplugs, so I didn't have my hearing blown out. I was very, very surprised how many people I saw walking around, zero ear protection. Y'all, that shit is loud. There's going to be so many deaf people, and, like, losing your hearing contributes to, like, dementia. It's a bad situation. Take care of your hearing. Take care of your hearing now when you're young. Yeah. And wear earplugs. I got those loop ones that were, like, they're, like, kind of bougie. Have you heard about these?
No. This is a great PSA.
This is not an ad for Loop, I promise. We're not getting paid. And no, I wish we were because they are expensive. These like Loop earplugs actually work really, really well. And they're like kind of pretty and like shiny and very small and compact. And it worked out. It was great. I had a really great time.
What was your favorite band?
You know, we saw Blink-182 the first night that we were there. And that was a fucking blast. Yeah. Like there were fireworks and everything. We stayed the whole time for the whole show. And we learned that first night, do not do that because then getting out is awful.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad we stayed for the whole time for them because it was really fun. So yeah, I don't know if I'd definitely go back. It'll just kind of depend on who's here and who's coming, but it was fun. And I feel like I should see more concerts now because I have earplugs and I know I can survive it because I survived 3 days of it. So there you go.
Nice.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that we had like a company come in and do a deep clean of our apartment. And I know that you used to have like a cleaning person when you lived here that would come regularly. And we've not like committed to doing that yet here in this household. And I really wish we would. But we did like a deep clean recently and it was absolutely amazing.
Nice.
Because I just like really hate cleaning, so I just never do it. And Rose does all of it, but like if she kind of falls behind, then it just gets really bad. So we had our apartment deep cleaned and it was absolutely amazing. And then my last one is that I've been watching Only Murders in the Building. Season 5 is out now. It's on Hulu. And I have been kind of medium on this show. I don't like absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But season 5, episode 5, there were two bits that were so fucking funny that Rose and I like paused rewound it and rewatched these bits like over and over and over again, and they made me laugh every single time. So all the seasons are kind of connected, but not necessarily. You can kind of jump in whenever.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Only Murders and you're looking for like a good fall show during spooky season, I would recommend it. I'm really enjoying season 5.
Nice. Okay. Because I tried it when it first came out, like 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or 4 years ago or whatever. And I also was just like, I couldn't.
I do think that like the earlier seasons were better, but like Meryl Streep comes in like season 4 as like a guest star. And then she continues on in season 5, I guess, that we're on right now. And she's great. The amount of crazy, amazing actors that they get on this show is like absolutely wild, to the point where I think now people reach out to them and are just like, I love your show, can I come be on it? And they just say yes to everybody. But it's really fun, honestly. Yeah. Like the cast is great. I didn't think it would really work, and I've been so pleasantly surprised. In season 5 is just knocking it out of the park. So yeah,
awesome.
Could be worth another try.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our I Love You episode 143. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. Don't forget to spread the news. Tell people about our little show. Give us 5 stars, thumbs up, like, whatever. Rate, review, and stuff.
Reach out to me if you knew that thing about 143 and I Love You, because I learned something today. I've never once ever heard that, I swear. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can interact with us on Blue Sky and Instagram at Forest Toast Pod. I'm also on Blue Sky at @Laura, no more underscore, because when they set that up, that wasn't a thing. Fun bit about Blue Sky, you can save things now. You can bookmark things, which is one of the features I've been wanting for a long time, and they finally have it, and that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. You can also email our show at forcedtoastpod@gmail.com anytime. And if you want to subscribe to us, you can do so on all major podcast platforms, including Apple and Spotify. And if we're not on your favorite podcast platform, reach out to us and let us know.
Puddin. The new season will feature an all-out war against Grand Admiral Thawne. Motherfucker.